And now you got 5 minutes, folks. You got to run to your phones at 818-985-5735. Let's focus on the May 1st walkout, the May 1st general strike, the May 1st protest, immigrant rights. Sorry we're going to cut it so short, but we hope somebody can run to a phone and be profound as heck. And especially if you've been involved in some of the marches or plan to be going out, if you have concerns about, is it Cardinal Mahoney? His statement that he opposes the general strike on May 1st. If you've been involved in the walkouts, give us a call at 818-985-5735.
And you're here with listening to Voices from the Front Lines. This is Damon Azali and Eric Mann on 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and streaming on the web at kpfk.org.
You know, I thought what was interesting with Congresswoman Lee is that, you know, it's still difficult to be on the phone with an elected official, you know, because they're in a difficult situation, which is you're trying to get them to take very specific positions, and often she's done some very courageous things, but sometimes she's not going to give you directly the answer that you want because they're in Congress, right? So if you say, is there a lot of pressure on you from the congressional, you know, the Democratic Leadership Council, Damon, I think you're right. And I think you're absolutely right that there is.
I'll call you up next time.
Okay. And I think that Cynthia McKinney, who is a terrific person,
right,
did and was forced into a necessary situation because Al Gore wouldn't even back black people when they wanted to help Al Gore. So we got one call. Okay. Let's hurry up with Dan in L.A. Come on, Dan. Talk to us.
How you doing?
Good.
Hi, no, I was just calling and wanted to show my support for legalization of all immigrants in this country, including Mexicans and, you know, Asians and anybody from anywhere. Because I'm myself, I'm Mexican, and like some people have said that, you know, the land was stolen, northern part of Mexico was stolen from the indigenous people of Mexico, and even so, I'm still not trying to kick anybody out. And I do feel, you know, I am an American, but at the same time, you know, I know where I come from.
Sounds great, and I hope you heard the earlier comment. And what you're saying is, since you are part of northern Mexico, you're going to let the Anglo stay, which is a really cool thing.
Right, I have a lot of white friends and a lot of black friends, and, you know,
And we're going to move it. Thank you so much. Next call.
So we got Jan from Van Nuys.
Jan from Van Nuys.
This is going to be the last call. You got 20 seconds, Jan.
Okay, I just say that, yes, it's very important for people to be legalized here. I've studied Spanish and traveled in Mexico, and basically the big, huge corporations have taken land and resources from the Mexican people. If they're going to be finding the immigrants, they should be finding those companies. All right.
Thank you, Jan. So we're going to...
good.
Quick and short and sweet. So we want to thank Laura Pulido for joining us today, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. This ends today's program of Voices from the Front Lines. This is your co-host, Damon Azali, with Eric Mann. Thanks for joining us. Today we have music from the Black Gospel compilation, Slick Rick and Jay-Z. You can listen to previous shows on www.thestrategycenter.org. And we have to thank our producer, Alan Minsky, production assistant, Lisa Adler, our engineer, D'Angelo Jones, and other friends. And we would like to say for you to join us next week. We have our whole show based on the May 1st walkout and boycott. Up next is Beneath the Surface with Susie Weissman.